Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new book, the book with regards to praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say a new book, what do we mean? We mean a book is a broader category. One is you get chapters under a book. A book is a broader category, a bigger category. For example, you'll get Kitabul Iman, the book on Iman. And under Kitabul Iman, you'll get all the different abwab, all the different chapters under that. Then you'll get Kitabul Salah, the book on Salah, and all the different chapters falling under that. So yesterday we started a new broad category called Kitabu Hamdillahi Ta'ala wa Shukrihi, the book of praising Allah Ta'ala and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first category under that, or first chapter under that, was Babu Fadlil Hamdi wa Shukri, the chapter on the virtue of praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday we explained that a person cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. Person cannot praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough for all the ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person. So many different ni'mats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a person. And when it comes to the ni'mats that Allah has blessed everyone, Allah ta'ala has blessed people, then we look at the ni'mat, it takes two forms. One is to actually get that ni'mat. For example, Allah ta'ala has given us sight, Allah has given us hearing, Allah has given us speech. These are ni'mats from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is to get the ni'mat. And the second is, Allah Ta'ala causes the ni'mat to remain with the person. That is also a ni'mat. So one is to get that sight. When a person is born, he's got sight. And that sight remains with him till he hits 70, 80, 90 sometime. Allah still blessed him with that sight. Allah has blessed him with hearing. And in his late part of his age, he's still blessed. So one is getting a ni'mat and one is the blessing of the continuation of the ni'mat. Insan very often when he gets a new gift, when he gets a new favor, when he gets a new ni'mat, for example, he gets a grandchild, or he gets a great-grandchild, or some ni'mat comes to him, he gets accepted to go for Hajj or for Umrah, person gets very happy because something new has come. But how often have we looked and we thanked Allah for the continuation of so many ni'mats that He given us in the past? That up till now, those ni'mats are still continuing with us, those ni'mats that You gave us. Imagine if we couldn't walk, person couldn't talk, how difficult it would be if that ni'mat was taken away. So therefore, a person must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat that Allah has given him and also for the continuation of that ni'mat, which is another ni'mat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to the favors and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulama explained that there are three, in a nutshell, there are three conditions attached to the ni'mats and the favor of Allah ta'ala as far as shukr is concerned. When a person is making shukr, then three conditions are attached. The first is, a person ponders over the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed him. So many different ni'mats from the time he's born up till now. How many favors of Allah Ta'ala we are enjoying? We look at it when we was young. Allah Ta'ala created parents for us, somebody to look after us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with the ability to walk, the ability to talk. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the ability of good company, good friends, given us iman, has given us good ustaz, has given us good asatiza, good apas. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with good jobs. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so much of food. So a person keeps looking and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is a person, and obviously the main thing that we thank Allah Ta'ala for is iman, and all those things that are related to iman. So a person is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is pondering about these ni'mats, and based on that pondering, a person is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first condition. The second condition is, a person continuously refreshes that muhabbat that he has for Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is the one that has given me all this. I would have been nowhere today. I would have been nowhere at any point if Allah Ta'ala didn't bless me. So he's thinking about the ni'mat and he's refreshing that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by virtue of this ni'mat. And the third thing that ulama explained is that a person makes it a point. He makes a concerted effort that these ni'mat that Allah has blessed me with, all these ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with, I must use it to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mustn't use these ni'mats to disobey Allah ta'ala. This is what is referred to as haqiqi shukr. The real shukr is, Allah has given me eyes, I must use these eyes to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given me this tongue, I mustn't use this tongue for ghibat. I mustn't use it for slander and for swearing. I must use this tongue for those things that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, tilawat of Quran, for making some dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for counseling, for speaking to people in a kind way, for advising people, assisting people, being of benefit. Now Allah Ta'ala has given me this. This is the shukr of the tongue that I make. the shukr of the limbs, the hands, the legs, the body, etc. This shukr, how do I make this shukr? Is by using everything in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and not disobeying Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gets very happy. Example given is like a father buys his son an expensive car. It cost a lot of money and he bought this car for his son. And now what the son does is the son takes the car and he parks it anywhere. Sometimes he'll park it in the middle of the road. Sometimes he just leave it at a dangerous spot. And sometimes he's screeching tires and he's driving fast and he's driving wild. And the father will think, it cost me so much money to buy this car. And look at how the son is using it. He's abusing it. He's not taking care of it. Sometimes he just hits the pavement or he's scratching it all over. So he's not taking care. Now the father won't be happy with that son because so much of effort to give him that and yet he's not using it in the correct manner. Similarly, if a father sees that the son is taking very good care of that car, he's parking it properly, he's driving at the correct speed, he's ensuring that nobody bangs him, nobody scratches it. Now the father will be happy that I spend the money but he's using it in the correct way. He's taking the car, he's going to the masjid. He's taking the car, he's going to madrasa. He's taking the car, he's helping poor people, etc. He's assisting, he's doing good works with the thing. Father now feels so happy that I spend this money, but this child is looking after the thing. It gets the father happy. So like that, Allah Ta'ala gets very happy when the banda, he takes care of the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So we'll do one hadith inshallah and then we'll terminate. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam utiya laylata usriya bihi biqadahain min khamrin wa labanin fanadhara ilayha faakhadha al-laban فقال جبريل الحمد لله الذي هداك للفطرة لو أخذت الخمر غوت أمتك. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on the night. So حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that on the night of ascension, Mi'raj, two bowls were presented to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One containing wine and the other containing milk. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم looked at both and took the milk. Jibreel alayhi salam said, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala. This part of the chapter is tying up with the praise. All praise be to Allah Ta'ala who guided you to fitra, natural way. If you had chosen wine, your ummah would have gone astray. So Allah Ta'ala had made it such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam chose something that was natural, the fitra. And had he chosen wine, here this hadith, obviously he wouldn't have chosen wine, but it's just for us to understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fitrah was in the natural way and he took the milk. Ulama explain is that this wine is such a thing that is the mother of all evil. It clouds the intellect and it leads one to countless sins. It is symbolic of misguidance and ignorance. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose it, his ummah would have fallen into misguidance and sin. In contrast, milk is pure, easy to digest and beneficial for the body. It is used as nourishment and medication. It is symbolic of steadfastness, tawheed, and a noble end result. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose it. He chose fitrah, namely Islam and steadfastness. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. See, the first thing that Jibreel alayhi salam said when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose the mulk was Alhamdulillah. He praised Allah Ta'ala. So this praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shukr are tied hand in hand. When a person is making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of continuously praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously remembering the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala has given us, and continually thanking Allah ta'ala, especially by using these ni'mat in the way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.